Community conversation number two, brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center. Going to be talking to volunteering, Kay Winkleman.
We sure are. We've got two wonderful people, wonderful women in the studio who know a whole lot about volunteering and the importance of it. Both Ginger Williams and Kelsey Youth are in here this morning. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Ginger, let's start with you. This all kind of came about in one meeting, realizing all these organizations that we have in Floyd County need good volunteers.
Right. So we have a monthly tourism committee meeting, and all of our organizations have volunteer needs. So we were talking about this. We've been talking about it for a while. Like, everyone needs volunteers, and what can we do to let the community know about these volunteer needs? So we decided, let's have a volunteer fair, and it just came about, and we put the word out, and so many organizations want to be a part of it. We're really happy with the response we've had to that. So we're looking forward to sharing the organizational needs and let people know about those and how they can be a part of it.
Because we were talking off air, volunteering isn't just necessarily showing up at an event and pointing people in the right direction. There are so many different capacities for volunteering. Kelsey, you want to touch on that?
Yeah, with the fair especially, we have a lot of different opportunities for volunteers. We have our little hands building, hanging out in there with the kids is always an exciting time at fair. And then, I mean, there's serving beverages at either our concerts or the grandstand events and our office. We have so many opportunities and different time slots for anyone that would be interested in being involved.
So, you are holding this fair when?
This is coming up on Friday, August 12th. We'll have it in the Zastra Room over at the Charles City Public Library.
August or April?
Oh my gosh, I'm sorry. I'm thinking summer on this rainy day. April 12th, sorry. And it'll be from 3 to 5 p.m. So each organization will have a table, a booth, so to speak, with their organizational information. And you'll be able to find out what volunteer needs they have and how they can be a part of it. If I can just expand on what Kelsey said about different volunteer needs, there's all the, if you think of these nonprofit organizations, their boards and their volunteer base is constantly changing. So maybe one year you have someone who's really good at making flyers and social media posts. That's another spot that you might need some help in, or maybe you need some help with landscaping or anything like that. There are so many things that volunteers can be a part of.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is something that I think about the closer I get to retirement, which is still quite a far away. I know I want to do some volunteering. I can't wait for this part of my life where I will have the time to do that. So, you know, it's good to keep reminding people of these opportunities to be involved. I mean, what more gratification is there than being a volunteer and assisting with a really successful event, or knowing you helped with a great fair or whatever it may be? So, do people need to sign up for this?
No, people can fair. Just, if you want to be a part of it on the organizational side, yes, they need to sign up and get in touch with me at the chamber, and we'll reserve a booth for them. No cost at all. You just show up and be part of that. If you want to attend, you can just come on the day of and be a part of it. I would say, and I'm sure Kelsey would work with this or be a part of this as well, you know, you could be any age to be a volunteer. I would think at the fair you have a wide variety of volunteers who show up.
And mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, kids all the way up to retirement and things like that.
You know, and it's been, I love going out to the fair every year we cover it. And it's so neat to see how those kids just pitch in and do whatever they're told to do without, I mean, it's just so refreshing to see that.
It is. That's probably my favorite part and why I wanted to be a part of it, because I showed growing up and it was so enjoyable for me. And they're hard workers and they really buy into it. So it's rewarding for us as a fair board.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so April 11th.
12th.
April 12th.
3 to 5 p.m.
3 to 5 p.m. And we do have quite a few organizations that have already signed up to be a part of that, including the fair. We've got everyone from PAWS to the foster grandparents, Carrie Lane Chapman Cat, Girlhood Home, the Arts Center, the Mobile Food Pantry, Charles City Community Foundation. There's a lot of groups. I think I'm up to 12, 13, maybe 14 already signed up. And again, if there is an organization that wants to be a part of it, reach out to me at the chamber. And if you just want to stop by and take a look at what these volunteer opportunities are, I encourage you to do so. Bring your friends, bring your family. If you're, you know, recently retired, looking for something to do, if you're new to town and are wondering what's going on in the area, I would encourage you to do that as well. And then, you know, just see what there is. If you have a passion or an interest, I'm sure there's an organization in town that you would pair well with.
Very good. Well, thank you, ladies. We look forward to this opportunity. Come back, especially Kelsey, as we get closer to fair, of course, Ginger. Lots of summer events coming up. It'll be kind of a tricky year with the street. We'll make it through.
You know, it's already August, apparently, according to what I said.
You've skipped over all the street construction and everything.
It's already done, right?
That being said, I feel we should clarify that the date, Friday, April 12th, for the volunteer fair coming up. Charles City Public Library, Zaster Room 3 until 5. They do have a Facebook event page. Just go to the Charles City Chamber and Tourism Facebook page to view more information. Thank you very much, you two.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's 8:23 with Taylor Swift.